Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Inner Being, 4th edition, The 14 Mindfulness Trainings of Engaged Buddhism, presents Thich Nhat Hanh's ethical and spiritual framework for bringing mindfulness into everyday life and into society. Rather than treating Buddhism as a private refuge, the book outlines a path where inner transformation and compassionate action are inseparable. Built around the 14 trainings developed within the Order of Inner Being, it offers readers guidance on how to live with clarity in the conflict, consumption, technology, political polarization, and environmental strain. The tone is practical and contemplative, inviting reflection on how views harden into ideology, how speech can heal or harm, and how livelihood choices shape collective suffering. This edition situates the trainings as living commitments, encouraging readers to study them, practice them in relationships and communities, and adapt them to modern conditions. For anyone seeking an ethics of mindfulness that is grounded, non-sectarian, and socially awake, the book functions as both a moral compass and a set of daily practices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, interbeing as the foundation for ethical life. A central theme is the insight of interbeing, the understanding that nothing exists independently and that every action ripples through a web of causes and conditions. Thich Nhat Hanh frames ethical practice not as obedience to rules but as waking up to interconnectedness. Piece to A, from this perspective, harm is rarely isolated. It travels through relationships, institutions, and ecosystems. The trainings invite readers to look deeply into how fear, separation, and wrong perception create suffering for oneself and others. When you recognize interdependence, compassion becomes less of a moral performance and more of a natural response. This foundation also helps reconcile personal well-being with social responsibility. Caring for your own mind and body is part of caring for the collective, because your stability influences your family, workplace, and community. The book encourages bringing this insight into ordinary choices such as what you consume, how you spend attention, and how you respond under pressure. By rooting ethics in inner being, the trainings aim to move readers beyond guilt and toward wise, sustainable conduct that can be renewed daily. Secondly, non-attachment to views and the work of right understanding. The trainings emphasize the danger of clinging to views, even views that sound spiritual, progressive, or compassionate. Thich Nhat Hanh highlights how ideology and certainty can become subtle forms of violence, shutting down learning and turning others into enemies. The practice is to hold beliefs lightly, remain curious, and keep investigating reality through direct experience, dialogue, and mindful awareness. This does not mean moral relativism or passive neutrality. Instead, it is a disciplined commitment to humility and to seeing the partial nature of any single perspective. In modern life, this training has particular relevance to social media dynamics, political identity, and culture war thinking, where quick judgments and tribal loyalty often replace careful understanding. The book encourages readers to notice how pride, fear, and group belonging can hijack perception. And Hebe and Poxisim, it also suggests ways to cultivate right understanding through deep listening, slowing down reactions, and checking the stories the mind tells. By practicing non-attachment to views, readers can reduce conflict, increase empathy, and respond to complexity with steadiness rather than defensiveness. Thirdly, compassionate speech and deep listening as social practice. Another major topic is the ethical power of communication. The trainings address speech not only as personal virtue but as a form of engaged practice that shapes families, workplaces, communities, and public life. Thich Nhat Hanh presents mindful speech as speech that is truthful, helpful, and timed with care, while avoiding gossip, exaggeration, and words that inflame division. Just as important is deep listening, the willingness to hear the pain and needs behind another person's words, even when you disagree. The book treats listening as a way to restore connection and to interrupt cycles of blame. In this approach, communication becomes a kind of meditation in action. Readers are guided to speak from calmness, to pause before responding, and to recognize when strong emotions are steering the conversation. The trainings also imply that silence can be a compassionate choice when speech would only harden positions. Applied to modern conflicts, these practices offer tools for de-escalation, reconciliation, and trust building. They help readers move from winning arguments to reducing suffering, which is the deeper aim of engaged mindfulness. Fourthly, mindful consumption, livelihood, and the ethics of daily choices. The book explores how consumption extends far beyond food and shopping, including what we take in through media, entertainment, conversations, and digital feeds. The trainings encourage readers to examine craving and distraction, not with harsh self-judgment, but with honest awareness of consequences. Thich Nhat Hanh links personal consumption to collective conditions such as environmental degradation, exploitation, and public health. In this view, every purchase and every click can either nourish clarity and compassion or reinforce harmful systems. mindful consumption also involves protecting the mind from inputs that trigger anger, despair, or compulsive comparison. The book points toward choosing nourishment that supports peace in oneself and in society. Livelihood is treated similarly. Work is not just a private career path, it is a daily participation in the world. The trainings invite readers to consider whether their labor contributes to healing or to harm, and to make gradual, realistic shifts toward more ethical alignment. This topic makes the book especially practical, because it translates spiritual values into concrete habits and professional decisions that can be reviewed and improved over time. Lastly, Engaged Buddhism, Turning Practice into Collective Healing. Interbeing presents mindfulness as inherently engaged, meaning it must meet the suffering of the world rather than retreat from it. The trainings offer a way to bring meditation, compassion, and ethical clarity into arenas such as education, community organizing, justice work, and environmental responsibility. Thich Nhat Hanh Hien's approach emphasizes nonviolence, reconciliation, and building understanding across divides. Activism, in this framing, is most effective when it is rooted in inner stability and free from hatred. The book suggests that anger may energize action temporarily, but can also reproduce the same harm it seeks to oppose. Instead, the trainings aim to cultivate a durable compassion that can face injustice without dehumanizing anyone. This topic also highlights the importance of Sangha, or community, as a support for practice and service. Collective practice helps individuals stay grounded, avoid burnout, and keep their actions aligned with their values. The result is a model of social engagement that is both courageous and tender, focused on transforming the roots of suffering in oneself and in society, step by step, through mindful living. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who want mindfulness to be more than stress relief, including practitioners of any Buddhist tradition, secular meditators seeking an ethical framework, activists, and helping professionals facing burnout, and anyone trying to live with integrity in a complicated world. It benefits the reader's life by translating contemplative insight into daily conduct, how to relate to strong opinions, how to speak and listen with care, how to consume in ways that protect the mind, and how to align work and relationships with compassion. The trainings function as a steady guide for making difficult choices without collapsing into either rigid moralism or vague good intentions. Compared with similar mindfulness books that focus primarily on personal calm, Interbeing stands out for its socially grounded vision. It links inner peace with collective responsibility and provides a structured set of commitments that can be revisited over years, individually or in community. The writing is accessible, practical, and oriented toward real-world dilemmas, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want a durable compass for ethical living, emotional resilience, and meaningful engagement with the world. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.